I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Mark Messier, he is, we know him as the captain. It's the Capitals and the Rangers tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN and ESPN Deportes. And Mark is going to be part of ESPN studio coverage along with Steve Levy and Chris Chelios. And Mark joins us now. Mark, it's Michael and Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Looking forward to the game tonight.
Absolutely. You liking the broadcasting gig? I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, to be honest. I didn't know what to expect. A little nervous coming in. Got a lot to learn, but Steve Levy and everybody here at ESPN has been unbelievably accommodating and helping us get through the first few shows and getting our feet under this.
I will tell you this, Mark, to help you out. I know a lot of dirt on Levy. I've known him for 30 years. So if you want me to tell you it, and then you could have it in the holster, I'll give it to you whenever I see you, all right?
Well, don't forget that Steve was working for Madison Square Garden when I first came to New York,
right.
So we go back a long way.
Well, you got dirt. You already have dirt on
many,
your own.
Many nights at the China Club together.
Oh, so you've got your own dirt, so you don't need mine.
Wow, Steve was at the China Club.
Oh, Steve never went home at night. Steve lived the life, Mark, right?
That's right.
All right, so is this Ranger team, is it surprising to you that they have been as good this early? I don't think many people expect them to be this good at this point. Did it surprise you?
Well, I have to say, I picked the Rangers to win their division this year. It was a bit of a sentimental pick, emotional pick, obviously, because then, like you said, nobody really expected them to be having the kind of season. But I like a lot of the moves that they made in the offseason. I think everybody is recognizing that Shesterkin is a superstar in this league. They got a Norris Trophy winner on defense. It's starting to remind me a little bit of the team in 94 with Richter and Nett and Brian Leetch on defense. And, of course, they got some skill up front, and then they supplemented them with some guys that can play a hard, grinding, heavy game. And they're an easy team to like. I love watching them play. I love Gallant and the job that he's doing. They got great energy, it seems, when you watch them. They seem to be playing for each other, and there's a lot to like about the Rangers. I think the only thing maybe that they're missing at this point would be a little bit of experience with some of the younger players. But that, unfortunately, takes time. But I expect them to continue on and have a great end of the season and hopefully be able to do some damage and gain some much-needed experience in the playoffs.
Who's impressed you the most, Mark?
Well, I think the totality of the team, to be honest with you, obviously Shesterkin has just emerged as a monster. His statistics are just, unrivaled. They're incredible, to be honest with you. You look at the Rangers, I expected them maybe to score a little bit more 5-on-5 and their goal differential to be a little bit higher, as you see some of the better teams at the top of the standings are, like, plus 50, plus 60 in goal differential. The Rangers are starting to creep up there now. They're starting to score more at even strength and but, I just think, Keandre Miller is just scratching the surface of his potential. I think, and Trouba has played incredible. I don't think anybody thought that Trouba was going to be able to play the kind of hockey and provide the leadership that he has this year. So I'm really liking a lot about the Rangers and their young defense. And Schneider coming in has just been, he's going to play 15 years and be that rock steady guy that you can trust game in and game out. So, the Rangers have got a lot of pieces they put together. And of course, like I said, they've got some heaviness and some grit and some experience, down through the lineup now, which has really rounded out their team.
All right, so there's a little bit of a sidebar to tonight's game with the Capitals. So they played them the first game of the year, and this is after what happened with Tom Wilson at the end of last year. Nothing happened in that first game, Mark, and Gallant has said it's not even being discussed. Nothing's going to happen again. Do you think that's something that they put in the back of their mind, or does it have to be addressed, or is it just over with?
Well, I think it's over with, to be honest with you. I think it's definitely in the back of everybody's mind, and I think the Rangers have a team that can handle any kind of situation much better, and they're much better prepared for that than they were in that incident. You have to be able to protect your star players. I can only imagine if Wayne Gretzky would have got ragdolled by somebody in Calgary or someone like that, what would have ensued after. But, you know, the Rangers did the right thing. They responded the next time they played. They did the right thing. They, you know, even though they didn't have the guys that you might want in those situations, the guys that they did have stood up and were accounted for and I think showed a lot of courage doing it. I think, you know, moving forward, I think that particular instance is pretty much over. And if something were to happen again, I think the Rangers will be able to handle it much differently this time.
It's interesting. I wanted to ask you this, Mark, because a lot of Ranger fans are a little bit miffed that Chris Kreider was seen, like, talking friendly to Wilson at the All-Star weekend. Is that stuff put on hold when you're not on the ice? But if you don't really like someone and he has treated a teammate poorly, do you just not associate with him at all? How does that work?
Well, there's a little bit of you know, professionalism that's required when you go to an All-Star game like that. You're there to promote the game. Everybody is respected. You can put differences aside, at least for momentarily, in an environment like that. That the most important thing is that, you know, you're promoting the league and you're there representing not only yourself, but your teammates as well in the organization. So handling yourself in a classy way is super important. It doesn't mean at all that Chris Kreider didn't like what Wilson did on that particular night, but that, in my opinion anyway, isn't the right time or place to show that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mark, let's talk about Alex Ovechkin. Unbelievable milestones. Do you think he ever catches Gretzky? And are we generally taking the proper time to sit back and appreciate just how special this guy's run has been?
Well, it's been incredible, to be honest with you. I think everybody could admire some of the goals he scored early in his career and the power that he played with and the emotion that he and the joy that he had when he scored a goal. And then, of course, he had his ups and downs, and he couldn't quite figure out how to play to be effective in the playoffs. And a lot of times he was guilty of, you know, not back-checking, not picking up the right person, you know. And, of course, you know, the team, you know, was only going to run as fast as its as the lead horse. And ultimately he figured out through with Barry Trotz that there's a certain way that you have to play as a leader in order to be successful in the playoffs. And he did it. He did change, you know, to give him the credit due that he was able to change his game. He did play harder without the puck. He did play, a much more complete game, which, of course, then everybody else followed, and the Capitals went on to win the Stanley Cup. But to see him play the style of game that he's played, and incredibly enough, be as resilient, and he plays every game. He's missed very few games. He's incredibly strong, powerful player, and you know, when you can score from every part of the ice, from the outside, the inside, inside the paint, outside the paint, from long range, he's definitely got a chance to break the record. In by history is our best teacher. If he stays healthy, he's going to have a good shot at it. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be exciting to watch to see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, Gretzky's at 894, and Ovechkin is at 761. Has to jump over Howe at 801, and Jaromir Jagr at 766.
If he was able to do that, Mark, where could he end up on the all-time list? All-time greats.
Well, those lists are subjective, I guess, to who's picking them and who's talking about them, because everybody has their own preference of kind of a style of they like, you know, did you like Wayne Gretzky or Mary Lemieux? Did you like Bobby Orr? Did you like Paul Coffey or Doug Harvey or some of the greats from years gone by? So, you know, it's so hard to compare, you know, eras, players, who's better, who's whatever. All I know is that regardless if he breaks or not, he's going to be regarded as one of the best goal scorers ever to play the game, and nobody's going to be able to argue that.
All right, one final thing, Mark, before we let you go. There's some thought that the Rangers could really make a run if they make a trade, but they'd have to give up some young players that are pretty much in their future and give up some collateral as well. Do you run with the team right now and see how far it could go, Mark, or do you make that trade that you think – patches up a couple of holes?
Well, I think those are always the decisions that management has to make. And one of the great things about the Rangers is they do have assets. They do have a stable of young players that aren't currently on the Rangers that are pretty high draft picks and pretty sought after players. Not all those players are ever going to play at the same time anyway. There,
right.
So if you can package something up and fill a hole and not a rental player or something like that, obviously, but someone that can come in and give you, you know, 5, 6, 7 years as a good young player or a good veteran player. One of the biggest things that the Rangers are missing right now is playoff experience. They're going to learn that the regular season is a lot different than the playoffs, which is we've seen in the past with many teams. So they will not be they will not be any different from teams that have had great seasons and realize that playoff hockey is much different. I think they're a team that that can withstand it. I think they got the goalie that can withstand the shelling that and the pressure. They got the defense that's mobile and young and strong. They got the players up front. But if you really look at their roster, other than Goodrow and a couple other players, there's not a lot of playoff experience there. But so if they did bring in somebody, my guess is would be someone that is a rock solid guy, a good leader, someone that has some playoff experience there that can add to the already dynamic team.
Mark, great stuff. We always love talking to you. Enjoy the game tonight. Should be fun.
Well, I appreciate it. Being on with you guys. Take care.
You got it. So Mark's going to be on, part of ESPN studio coverage tonight, along with Steve Levy and Chris Chelios. So 7 p.m. on ESPN, the Capitals and the Rangers. And we'll have it right here on 98.7. And that's going to be a 6:30 pregame show and a 7 o'clock puck drop. So we have it covered on ESPN, and Mark is part of the pre- and post-game coverage. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.